This is a production of Cornell University.
Call the meeting to order at 5:34. So welcome back, everybody. Good to see some familiar faces. Hope everybody had a good restful break and everybody's recharged and ready for the semester. We can go ahead and start the roll call.
Okay. Abir Al-Samari. Chris Inkland. Samuel Brightani. Ben Carver. Kate Cram.
Here.
Charles Day. Jordan Dotzel. Cody Duell. Ruth Epstein.
Here.
Natalie Gonzalez. Sabrina Graham.
Here.
Bridget Hayes. Amara Nayatali. Kyle Carnata.
Present.
David Kent.
Here.
Alexandra Kuyasova.
Here.
Genesis Lee.
Present.
Chen Liu. Stephanie Lopez. Parshad Mehta.
Here.
Morena Minnelli.
Here.
Chris O'Connor.
Here.
Christina Onewa. Akash Patel.
Here.
Noriellis Perez. Damian Sharp.
Here.
Georgia Smits. Caroline Steingard.
Here.
Jack Timmons.
Here.
William Wang. Josh Washington.
Yep.
Meredith Welch.
Here.
Anna Wunsch.
Here.
And saw Samuel Brightani enter.
Here.
Okay. And we have 17 out of 33 seated voting members.
Okay, I think we might have had some filter in afterwards. Did anybody not hear their name called?
Hi, I'm Elix Chujikobi. I'm the new representative for horticulture.
Okay, awesome. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
So I believe that we have enough for quorum, am I correct?
Yes, we do.
Okay, cool, awesome. So from there, we'll move on to late additions to the agenda. Does anybody have anything for me to add?
Yes, I would like to add that we need to elect someone to Meredith Welch's empty social science position.
Okay, cool. If you guys could add that to the business of the day, or new business rather. Okay, so now we'll move on to, does anybody have anything else for additions to the agenda? No? Okay, we'll move on. So we'll move on to the approval of the meeting minutes. Does anybody have any changes or amendments to the meeting minutes as they are presented right now? Okay. Are there any objections to unanimously approving the meeting minutes from November 29th? Okay. Seeing none, we can approve those meeting minutes. Awesome. Okay. So Before we get into kind of business of the day, I think this will be a pretty quick meeting for everybody just to just be kind of a welcome back and getting some housekeeping done with some different positions. As you know, the Finance Committee Chair and the Appropriations Committee Chair positions vacate at the end of the calendar year. So that'll be something that we need to fill tonight, as well as filling Meredith's vacancy within social sciences. So how that works is, like always, when there is a vacancy made to a voting member seat, that opens up to any GPSA member first. You know, that can be anybody, a committee member, a field representative, and then it will move on to the larger graduate professional student body after the next meeting if that remains vacant. So we can go forward with the elections for the Finance Committee Chair. So does anybody have any nominations for that position?
I have a nomination. I'd like to nominate Andrew Murtha.
Okay, can I get a second?
Second.
Okay, awesome. Any other nominations?
I think I'm getting all of the different positions correct. Am I getting this correct?
Yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah, so this is the finance. So this was Caroline's position, and this is the Caroline. Do you mind like giving a rundown of your duties and responsibilities for those who aren't sure?
Yeah, sure. So the GPSAFC is the finance commission of the GPSA, and we take a portion of the student activity fee and basically allocate it to student organizations as they request money. So basically, my job as the GPSAFC is to oversee the process of that allocation. So I am in charge of a committee of about 13 to 15 people. And we meet once a month to discuss the requests that student organizations submit to us. And we follow and maintain a document called the GPSAFC guidelines. And we have to make sure that those adhere to both what we've set forth as the GPSA, as well as what Cornell is setting forth, especially with COVID. It's become quite a bit more complicated. For those who are interested in the position, it's very administrative, and it's, I'm not gonna lie, it's a bit of a time suck. It is a lot of work, but I had a good time doing it. And yeah, if you're interested or have any other questions, please let me know.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much. And again, thank you for all of your hard work and time. And you did a great job with that position. I know that that's definitely not an easy committee to chair. So we definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. So any more, any other nominations for that position? Okay, seeing none, we can open the floor. I'm sorry, what was the nomination you had, Caroline?
For Andrew Murtha.
Okay, Andrew, we will open the floor to you if you want to give a quick introduction before, we send them to breakout rooms after that like introduction, right? And then we'll vote on it, correct? Okay. So yeah, Andrew, we can give you the floor if you want to introduce yourself and go ahead. Yeah,
sure. Thanks. My name's Andrew. I've been a commissioner with the GPSAFC for about a year now. So since last January when I joined. So I have a pretty good familiarity with both kind of the behind the scenes of how campus groups works and the ins and outs of the budget submission system. But also the GPSAFC rules that we've been adhering to, as well as Caroline mentioned, the ever-evolving COVID guidelines that have been tricky to keep track of. I feel like I could have a pretty good handle on both, that rule adherence as well as the very important communication aspect of the job, both with groups maintaining clarity with the rules, as well as always being in contact with the relevant Cornell parties in risk management, et cetera. So.
Okay, awesome. So before I open up the questions for Andrew, I have one question for you, that you officially accept the nomination for the Finance Committee Chair.
Yes.
Okay, cool, awesome. So does anybody have any questions for Andrew? No, okay, so can we send Andrew off to a breakout room? And then we will bring you back after the election.
I'm actually going to bounce him back up to the waiting room.
Okay,
that works. I have all the breakout rooms set up. And if I do that, it's going to send everyone out to breakout rooms. So yeah. Andrew, we'll just do that. We'll bring you back.
Okay. So as for GPSA elections, this isn't just for voting members. Everybody can vote for Andrew to be in this position. So voting members, committee members, field reps, all of those. So we can get started. So all those in favor of voting Andrew in for the Finance Committee Chair, can you tick the yes, like the green check mark? Going to be down in the reactions. Okay. Has everybody voted that wanted to? Good. Looks like we have 33. And then, did you get that, Carell?
Yes, I did.
Okay, cool. And then we will do abstentions. Is there a way we can clear the reactions? Okay. So it looks like we have two abstentions. Okay, awesome. Okay, so you get that one too, Carell?
Yes, I did. Do you want me to bring Andrew back in?
Sure. All right. Are you back with us, Andrew?
Yep, I'm here.
All right. Well, congratulations. We have confirmed your vote. It was it 33 in favor and two abstentions, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Congratulations. Okay. So with that, we will move on to the Appropriations Committee Chair. And I can just kind of speak real quickly on that. I would say that currently the Appropriations Chair, most of the responsibilities are aligned with the setting the student activity fee, which we did last semester. But outside of that, just helping the executive committee and the different committees with their budgets, as well as kind of approving the different like purchases that each committee needs to do, and helping like allocate the internal GPSA budget out. That's different from Andrew's position now, where it's like the outside, the clubs outside of the GPSA. So this is more working with the internal GPSA budget. Did I kind of encompass that, Gina?
Yeah, I just sent you a little note. It also includes the approval of the Appendix B, which are the Byline Org funding guidelines. But those are pretty much in place. There may be some tweaks, but it's not a heavy lift this semester at all.
Yeah. And Ben, the previous appropriations chair, I know that he would be happy to kind of meet with anybody, show him the ropes. He just wasn't able to make it this evening. But he's definitely a good resource to kind of assist with the transition. And this is also a year-long appointment. So until next December. Okay, all right. Anybody have any questions about that? Or can we move on to the nominations? Good, okay. So I am accepting nominations for the position of appropriations chair. Do I have any nominations?
I have a nomination. I would like to nominate Neve Moore for the position.
Okay, all right, Neve. Do you accept the nomination, Neve?
I do.
Okay, awesome. Any other nominations? All right, well, I will give you the floor then, and you can kind of introduce yourself, and we'll see if anybody has any questions.
Great, thank you so much. I'll keep it very brief. My name's Neve Moore. I'm a first year MPA student, specifically focusing in government policy and politics. I'm hoping to gain a position in this role. Given my past experience, I was the elected full-time position of student union president at a university in London, which is a full-time paid role. But in that position, I was a president, a director, and the trustee, but also the chair of the board of trustees. I also sub-chaired on the board for finance, audit, and risk, which had a particular oversight of ensuring budgets and ensuring that the organization was moving in a direction when investments were made, one in favor of our organization members, which were the students of the university, and also ensuring that it was in line with what our organization's mission was, and also it wasn't a risky investment to take. So this is something that I'd like to get back involved with over in the US here and be involved with GPSA. So thank you for your time.
All right, awesome. I also just want to make sure that we do this correctly. I want to make sure I have a second for her nomination.
I'll go ahead and second.
I always jump the gun. Okay, cool. So we can, does anybody have any questions for her? No, okay. So we can send you out to the waiting room and then we will vote. All right, so we'll do the same as last time. Voting members, representatives, committee members, and we will do the yes and abstain. So can I get the green check reactions first for yes? So make sure that everybody's voted that wants to. Looks like we have 32 votes. Okay, so we've got 32 in the affirmative, and then we'll do the abstentions. Looks like we have one. Okay. Got that, Carol?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so we can send her back in.
She should be back now.
She's back in? I can't see. Oh, okay, there she is. I don't know why she's on my second page. All right. Well, congratulations. We had 32 votes in the affirmative and one abstention. Congratulations. We have a new appropriations chair.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I look forward to seeing everyone a bit more.
Awesome. Okay. So now we have to fill Meredith's position, I believe it was a social sciences voting member position. Is that correct? Okay.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so do we have any nominations for that position?
I'd like to nominate Malia Matthews.
Okay. Malia, do you accept that nomination?
Yes.
We get a second first, sorry.
I'd love to second.
Okay, cool.
Go, Malia.
I accept the nomination.
Okay. Are there any other nominations? And this is open to current GPSA members, so committee members, field representatives. Okay. Nobody else. Okay. So just before we get started, I give her the floor. So Amelia was kind of the, she was already a voting member, and we had her as one of the vet school voting members because she's, a part of the vet school. But per the charter, the vet school is supposed to fill its own vacancies. And after asking them for different people to fill the vacancies through the course of the year, we have filled those other two vacancies. So we had to vacate her position. And so that's why she's running for another position. Just to clarify that. Okay. So we can, if you want to do a little introduction just for fun, you can. If not, we can open up to questions.
Sure. I mean, I'm Malia Matthews. I'm a first year PhD student in biomedical and biological sciences. And I enjoyed being a voting member last semester. And I'd like to continue to be a part of the community and help out.
Okay, awesome. Any questions? Okay, so if we can send her out to the waiting room, and we'll get started. Okay, so we'll do just like last time. Everybody in the GPSA, so voting members, representatives, committee members, and we'll do the same yes or abstain. Okay, looks like we have 30. And then the abstentions. Okay, one abstention. All right, so if you want to bring Malia back. All right. So let's see, I already forgot the count. Carell, can you tell me the count again?
30-1.
Okay. All right. So congratulations, Malia. You are the voting member again. So after this, we can move into breakout sessions. We'll do the breakout rooms by division. Let's see, what time is it? 6 o'clock. So we can do that for 15 minutes and we can reconvene at 6:15. So Wendy will put everybody in their appropriate breakout rooms. And then if you aren't assigned, automatically assigned to a breakout room, you can ask Wendy and Chu. We'll figure it out. We'll get that sorted out. Just before we get started with the reports, I kind of wanted to open the floor. We've got a couple new members. Just want to give them a chance to have the floor and introduce themselves to everybody if they would want to. So yeah, I mean, if anybody wants to introduce themselves, go ahead, raise your hand. We'll give you the floor. Okay. Just wanted to put that up if anybody wanted to. All right, so we can move on to the committee updates and the officer reports. So I will give the floor to Damien.
Thanks, Preston. We have very few updates. But thank you to everyone who attended virtually today and at our last meeting before we broke for the holiday season. We do plan to go back to meeting in person if the university allows, but we will be doing hybrid meetings from here on out. So you will have access to the Zoom or to the classroom. If the meetings get small enough, we may change rooms because it doesn't make sense to continue to pay the $300 per meeting for that room, but it will still be a Zoom accessible room or something that can host the Zoom meetings in a good way. So be looking for some information, you know, after we get past this virtual threshold. That's all I have, P.
Okay, awesome. Just in addition to that, I have been asked, I get a lot of emails about different committees around campus, and they're always asking for GPSA representatives. So I have a committee vacancy. What's the new name for the campus codes and judicial office?
Is it USRP?
Yeah, Student Conduct and Community Standards. Okay. So I received an email from their office the other day saying that they need a GPSA representative to help them select their new lead respondent code counselor and lead compliant code counselor. So just people that are working in those offices, working with students, as you know, with student conduct and community standards and things like that. So if anybody is open to that, basically it's just going to be a representative within like that selection process, and doesn't really seem like a too much of a heavy workload. Just if you guys are interested in that, you can email me, email Kate. And we also need a grad or professional student to be a part of the Gorge Safety Committee, another interesting one. So if you're interested in that, again, reach out to me or Kate and we can get you put into those. We'll just do, I guess, like a first come, first serve basis on those. Yeah, go ahead, Kyle.
So Kate and I were just chatting about this. We think we might also need a GPSA rep at the Welfare Committee.
Was it for the UA Welfare Committee?
The one that, yeah.
We have one. There's
another. Position ended in November.
The position ended in November.
Yeah, it shows us the person who used to be our rep is inactive now, and so it's vacant.
Okay.
So I'm pretty sure I remember talking to that person and them saying that they couldn't go anymore. So it might not like officially have reached out, but I think we need that role too. And it's super fun, y'all. Welfare Committee rocks.
Yeah, no, that's a good one too. And I'll have Kyle kind of give an update on that in a little bit about what the university Welfare Committee is working on right now. Something we might want to take up in the GPSA. So like I said, first come, first serve. If you're interested in those committees, shoot me or Kate an email. Even better, shoot us an email together and we can get that worked out, because those are very important committees to fill. And it's also super important that we as a constituency are able to put representatives in different places where we need to be represented. So just chew on that and shoot us an email. Okay. That is all I have for the executive committee. Who's next? I don't have my agenda next to me now. Yeah, so we'll hear from Kate.
Preston pretty much just said a bunch of things that are ops related, but if anyone is interested in joining any of those committees, definitely reach out to Preston and I. But beyond that, I don't think I have any updates from operations.
Oh, another one I want to add for operations. So we had some different representatives from our counterparts in Yale reach out, and they have so kindly kind of orchestrated this like Ivy League career fair for graduates and professional students. And it's going to be March 29th. So we'll put out more information on that. But every school is kind of like supposed to bring two different like alumni speakers to come in and speak with like different career groups, people who are interested in different careers and stuff. So we are in charge of
nonprofit and academia.
Okay, yeah. So if anybody has any like Cornell alums that they think would be you know, people would want to hear from or would be, you know, kind of good to represent us at this event, we are open to those suggestions. So you can again send us to the inbox and we can get that worked out. We have like I think till the 18th of February to give those to the committee, so just something to keep in mind. With that, we will move we can move to appropriations. I'm sure Neem doesn't have any updates, so we can just move on from that since Ben isn't here to kind of update the group. We can move on to communications with Genesis.
I really don't have that much update, but I just want to say that tomorrow or either like tonight, I'll be sending out an email to each chair, committee chair, to collect feedback or like input for the newsletter, which is gonna be, Gina and I talked about it, to send it out during the week of February 7th, so which is in a week. So yeah, I will be sending out that email, and just feel free to put any input from your committee.
Okay, awesome. Thank you, Genesis. Just another quick update. I just keep remembering things as we're going along. I'm gonna change the agenda. Next time we'll add, we have a lot of like representatives from different you know, like university committees, and it'd be nice to hear like updates from them as well. But Ian Akisholu, our representative, one of our representatives to the University Assembly, who is also the chair of, I believe, the Campus Infrastructure, Technology, and Environment Committee. That's what it is. They're holding an open meeting on Tuesday that's open to all members of the Cornell community. And they're specifically going to be talking about, they're going to be having presentations from Big Belly, which is like a smart waste receptacle company, and about trying to get those on campus, you know, the solar powered garbage cans that like kind of compact the garbage. And they also have like Wi-Fi like capabilities too around campus. So that'd be like super cool. So they're gonna have that presentation. So I just pasted the Zoom link into the chat. So if you're interested in that, it is Tuesday afternoon from 4:30 to 6 via Zoom. So if you're interested in that, sounds pretty interesting. I might be there as well. So if that interests you or you wanna be a part of that meeting, there is the link. And then I'm going to open up to Kyle real quick. Do you want to give an update about the University Assembly Wellness Committee real quick?
Yeah, sure. So there's a lot actually, but Preston, you and I can offline about that because it's some stuff for potentially the next meeting for the agenda. But there's a really exciting resolution that's been put forward by the faculty assembly, I believe, calling to attention the fact that we don't have an adequate infrastructure for pools, like swimming pools on campus. It's an issue that came to our attention from faculty, staff, from students saying there wasn't enough access to the pools for those who don't swim or don't know. The pools at Cornell are aging pretty rapidly, and in an effort to save the pools, there has been a reduction of hours, some cutting of use of the pools to reduce the amount of maintenance that's needed. So there's no more women's swim, for example. So previously there was a time that women could go and use the pool, just women. That no longer exists. The water polo team actually doesn't practice at Cornell anymore. They have to practice at Ithaca College. So it's a little embarrassing, but also there's just this impending, like there may be a time in the next 3 to 5 years where none of Cornell's pools are functioning. So the faculty assembly put together a very strong resolution calling for, as part of the, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting the name. I literally said it. The big fundraising campaign that Cornell is doing over the next 5 years or 5 to 10 years to include an auditorium as part of where those funds will go once we raise the money. And an auditorium would be indoor. So there's increased access to recreational and fitness facilities. It's good for your mental health. It's great for Cornell winters. It also makes Cornell look like an Ivy League school that actually has functioning infrastructure for student athletes especially. So the welfare committee is also putting together a resolution that just reinforces what the faculty assembly is putting forward specifically when it comes to including language around an auditorium in the For the Better Good fundraising campaign.
Awesome, thank you, Kyle. Yeah, yeah. That was super interesting and very important. I sit on the university like wellness and recreation committee, and they're always just talking about how like the pools on campus are just in disarray and just not working at all. And I think that that's something that we need to take a look at.
Yeah, definitely. And we were just chatting in our smaller breakout as well that what the welfare committee does may not be well known. So there might be an opportunity for us to come to the GPSA and just give more background on what we do and what we want to do. Because we can't know all of the issues that are facing students on campus just by ourselves. So I think I'd love to get more knowledge from everyone here on what issues you'd like to see us tackle. For reference, all of the resolutions that we put forward have to be read and responded to by the president. So if it's a big enough issue that we want to throw our weight behind, we know for a fact that we'll get it seen.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much. So now we will move on to staff committee. Finance committee. Caroline, do you have any updates for us? Are you still with us?
Well, I can take it. So not much other than our first meeting of the semester is going to be tomorrow night, actually. So we'll be reviewing budgets that were submitted since the break. So
awesome. All right. Thank you so much. David?
I have no updates. And we actually don't have a meeting scheduled yet, but I'll update the website sometime this week with our first meeting.
Rashad, are you still in here? Yes, you are. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm here. So we just had our first meeting this Saturday, and we are kind of excited about the semester and see how that goes.
All right, awesome. Programming update from Kyle.
Always. So Genesis reminded me, I actually did not have this on my agenda at first, but a quick recap for those who remember, we did a study kit entry last semester during finals where you could nominate your friends who were working really hard on their finals, and they would win actually a very cool kit from the GPSA. It has a blanket, it has tickets to Greek Peak, it has candy, it has like some wellness stuff. It had some gift cards. Like, it was very sick. I have to say, I'm sad I didn't win. But we had 595 unique entries and over 700 entries overall. And I have to say, I was surprised a little bit. I thought, well, based on how we built the rules, anyone could just go in there and put their own name in 50 times No one did that. People genuinely were nominating their friends to win this, which I just, oh, my heart was so great. So I'd love to do more like that, probably this final season as well. And that idea initially came not from me, but from Preston. So if anyone has cool ideas, like, I am all ears, because it was actually pretty easy to execute, but I just didn't think of it. So if anyone has ideas, bring them my way. Some other updates. I was chatting with some of the full-time staff who are supporting the programming chair specifically, and they mentioned, this is at the assemblies office, I guess, student activities office. They mentioned that they do trainings for anyone that hosts events. So if you are planning to do an event with your committee, with your organization, and you want to know more about, like, what can or can't I buy? How do I manage my budget? Who from Cornell maybe pays for this? And then do I pay for it? Do I get reimbursed? How does that work? What about contracts? What do I need to get a contract for? What can I just go buy? What are the rules at Cornell when it comes to signing up for events, for public safety, things like that? So I don't know any of that when it comes to Cornell's rules specifically. So I would love to do a training with them. They've offered to do a training for anyone at GPSA if we wanted to do one just privately, all of us. So I would say this is a really good opportunity. I would love to do it with multiple people. Preston, how would you maybe recommend going about trying to figure out who would be interested? Do we want to take a roll call now or have people email?
Yeah, we could do that. Or if there's a good number interested, we could just have them come in and do like a larger presentation.
True. Yeah, they could do it for us.
Whatever everybody's interested in. I don't know.
Should we maybe, you want to like use the little raise hand feature just right now if you are interested, and we can see if there's a lot of interest, and if there's not, then I'll just take this by myself. Okay, cool.
Okay, yeah.
So there's some interest. I'd say then, if you are interested, I don't know, do you want to just shoot me an email?
Yeah, that works.
I'll put my contact info in the chat, just my unique ID. But it should be really, really good and beneficial. And we'll make sure that if GPSA does events, we do them right. And then no one's breathing down our necks or saying, oh, those GPSA folks, they don't know what they're doing. They do all this stuff illegally. So that'll be good. And then last thing for me, we're still recruiting for the committee. Keep your eyes out for a link that will be coming out in this month's newsletter. Thank you, Genesis. And this is the committee that gets to plan the spring gala for all of the graduate and professional students. So it's super sexy. We have a lot of money to do this awesome event, and anything that's social that we want to add to the calendar for our community, we have the power to do, or just to ask questions and make sure that those events are happening, like have a relationship with the Big Red Barn to make sure that there's cool programming happening there. So it's very, very fun. Look out for a link or just email me.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much, Kyle. Let's see, I don't think Cody is here this evening. So we will move on to Jan and Dean Bohr. What do you guys have for us this evening?
So hello, everybody. I've got to start by saying how wonderful it is to see you all. And I've just got a little bit today, which is, first of all, thank you. Thank you for your leadership throughout this entire year and your leadership of our graduate and professional students. Thank you for helping us get through this first week of online classes. And, you know, if all goes well, we will have back in-person opportunities on campus for all kinds of things, including fun, starting really soon. So thank you for that. And then finally, there are many, many things going on, as you've heard, and your very best source for detailed information on all of that, including opportunities for career development and everything else, are by reading the Monday night graduate announcements. So please watch your email. Please take a look at those. If you ever wanted to talk about anything or catch up with anything, by all means, send me an email. Great to see you all.
All right. Thank you, Dean Bohr. Do you have anything to add, Jan? No? Okay. Good to see you guys tonight. Thanks for coming out. Okay, so with that, we can just move to the open forum. if anybody has anything they want to discuss, any initiatives. I was popping through some of the breakout rooms, heard some good conversation about some different things. So if you guys want to talk about that, this would be a good time. Yeah, go ahead, David.
Hi. So I just had an idea to float. Actually, I'm not even sure I have a whole idea. in the discussion breakout room, we talked a little bit about the I'll just speak from my experience. My experience of the graduate students' relationship with the COVID policies is sort of stuck somehow, is one way to put it. So, and just to give a couple of examples, at our last meeting, we had a resolution to request a rules change about COVID. And clearly, like, that's not an appropriate way to to do these rule changes, to like spend 4 weeks talking about this and then pass a resolution. And in 3 weeks, somebody might look at it. You know, things change too fast and there are too many subtleties. And then beyond that, I'm not sure, like, personally, I don't know who makes decisions or how or when or how. If I have a concern, how can I get it to someone who is making decisions? And so I wonder if we have any role that we could play here, if we could form something like an ad hoc committee to, okay, I'll add one more thing. I'm especially concerned actually with the coming couple semesters, because when COVID was bad, it was easy, right? Easy to accept the policies, you know? And when things looked a little bit better before Delta, that was also easy. And now we're entering a more subtle sort of decision-making process. And I wonder if we want to facilitate some way to have the graduate student voices sort of aggregated for this one topic as we move forward. And I'd love to hear what other people think about this. I don't really know what that would look like even.
Yeah, thank you, David. I think that I'm sure there's probably some graduate students who are sitting on a committee somewhere. I'm hoping that they are, having to do with the university's COVID response. I'm not very optimistic about that. But I mean, that's definitely something that we could bring attention to, you know, making sure that there's, you know, direct representation and it's not like waiting 3 weeks for a response. I agree with that. Dean Board, do you know of anything like that?
Well, I do know that there are many, many committees that are focused on issues associated with decision-making about processes with COVID-19. I think, I'm not on the one that does the final decisions, but I would be happy if you can assemble your concerns. I would be happy to submit them it's the provost and it's others who are in a group that are watching and are communicating with the Centers for Disease Control and others to get the latest information, and then trying to make decisions in this time of just incredible uncertainty. I mean, you know, with the goal, of course, of protecting all of us with the decision making. So that's why it's not that transparent. But I'd be happy if you can assemble those things. I'd be happy to deliver them to the folks who do make the decisions.
Yeah, no, thank you. That's a great idea. So if anybody has any sort of concerns or different issues that they want flagged to the provost, feel free to send me an email and we can kind of compile those and I can send those off to Dean Board and she can get those to the powers that be.
Wasn't David asking, and correct me if I'm wrong, David, but weren't you asking for more of an ad hoc committee to kind of assemble those? It's not just us sending them to you. I think he's looking for like a group of students to kind of spearhead this initiative.
To clarify, like I'm aware that something like that could happen. Just I'll offer one little thing that happened last semester. I was on Mann Library third floor. perhaps 30% of the students were wearing masks. And I emailed someone at the library and they said, contact university leadership. And I found myself like, is it truly like the way for me to say like, hey, students aren't wearing masks. I'm supposed to email a dean or the provost? Like that doesn't seem like the right place for that information to go. It seems like there should be some sort of some sort of other place where we can talk about this and have a back and forth.
So what you're talking about there, David, really is enforcement of policies as opposed to the policies themselves. And yet there's all of that is going on. And what you're describing is a failure in enforcement.
Well, in addition to that, there's no recourse for like, let's say that's just an example. I also like at the end of last semester, our issue was asking for a policy change. Mm-hmm. But there's no place for either of those to go that's not direct contact with university leadership by an individual. And in particular, like we could bring it up here and send it along, but that's slow and how do we know if anyone heard, for example?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, but this is very much the situation of building the airplane while we're flying it, right? I mean, in every possible dimension and trying to keep up with the latest information and then trying to lay out policies that are in the best interest of the entire population. It's incredibly difficult. So the point is, if you do put together an ad hoc group, particularly with regard to policy related issues and get that information to me, I'll do my best. But there's not much I can do about mask wearing enforcement.
Okay, yeah, no, I think we can, I mean, David, if you want to kind of spearhead that initiative for maybe a committee, we can kind of chat offline and look at the procedure on how to start those ad hoc committees. I think that might be, you know, like what you said, I think you brought up a good point of this isn't just going to be something that goes away soon. This is something that's going to impact us for a while now. So I think that kind of setting up the infrastructure for a committee within GPSA that kind of handles COVID as a specific issue, I think would be a really good idea.
Very good idea. Yep.
Okay, awesome. Does anybody have anything else they want to add or talk about this evening? We've got about 15 minutes left. Yeah, Anna, go ahead.
Hey, everyone. I had just a quick question sort of procedurally or maybe directed specifically for Genesis. I was wondering about the monthly newsletter, the GPSA communique, and what the procedure would be if there's an issue I'm working with some of the students in my department with, we were interested in sending out a survey to all graduate students. And I was wondering if there's a possibility to have a link to that survey included in the communique, or if there's a different way we should go about generally reaching the larger graduate and professional student body.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for bringing that up. And I just typed my Net ID into the chat. So if you could send me the link of the survey and also like a quick description of like what you want me to put on the newsletter, I could totally do that. And then if it's an important survey, I can even highlight it like directly under the president or like Preston's speech, the monthly speech. So like, just tell me about the topic and then everything. Also like draft a paragraph or two paragraphs of like the short introduction of what you want to present in the newsletter so we can fix it.
Okay, that's perfect. Thank you so much, Genesis.
No problem.
Yeah, I'll just kind of add that if you guys have any like just random things that you want put in the email, I feel like we've kind of like almost created like sort of like a classified section, right? You know, like I think the last one we had something about different opportunities to like live in like a fraternity or sorority, something like that. So, I mean, if you have things that you want to advertise, something like that, just feel free to shoot an email to Genesis and we can put that in there. All right, does anybody have anything else?
Just a little reminder, if you want to put something on the newsletter, I would send it to me by next Friday. This Friday, not next Friday, because we want to send out the newsletter next week.
Also, another thing, I haven't lined any speakers up this semester yet. I wanted to talk to you guys first to see if there's anybody on campus you wanted me to invite specifically, different people you wanted to talk to about different issues. So if you have any recommendations, you can feel free to email me and we can get those set up. Other than that, anybody have anything else? No? I would entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
So moved.
Second?
Seconded.
All right. Well, thank you so much, everybody. It was good to see everybody. Have a wonderful week. Welcome back. And we will see you guys in 2 weeks.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.